Continue to do so. Work, work, that is, of course. Moving ever onwards, somebody who clearly works because he's got the energy and the drive and the tenacity to do so. Well, it can only be the ace chemist that is Dennis the Chemist. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
Excellent. Well, Emily is keenly awaiting what delightful things we're going to hear from you today, aren't you, Emily?
Indeed.
There we are. So we're ready, we're set. Take it away, Dennis. It's over to you, sir.
Well, every week we have a chat about what I'm reading in the newspapers and how I relate all these articles in all the papers to maintaining good health. We see headlines, I've just got a few of them here. Elixir in red wine can ease blood pressure. So I found something in red wine which can is called resveratrol, but let me tell you, here it is, but they stress that for a human to consume this dose of resveratrol, which helps to ease blood pressure, you have to drink 1,000 bottles of red wine a day. So obviously, that is a non-starter. What else have I picked up? Here's another headline. 14 million people in England, 14 million live with two chronic illnesses. This was in the Express, Wednesday, May the 22nd. By Giles Sheldrick, it says over 14 million people, one quarter of the population of England, are living with two or more long-term health conditions. They account for up to half of all GP and outpatient appointments and hospital admissions. The Richmond Group of Health Charities report said the likelihood of experiencing more than one condition rises significantly with age. And under the heading chronic, it says more than half of people aged over 65 and 69% of those over 85 are living with multiple mental and physical conditions. And men in more affluent areas can expect on average additional 5.7 years of life and 11.2 years of disability-free life than those in poorer areas. What other headings have I picked up? Stroke deaths fall by 55% in a decade. Well, that's good news. But then it goes on to say, it's younger people who are having a higher risk of a stroke death. Because young people under 55, it says this suggests that stroke prevention needs to be strengthened to reduce the occurrence of stroke in people younger than 55. More than 100,000 Britons a year have a stroke, which occurs when the blood supply to part of the brain is cut off. It is now the country's fourth biggest killer. Mark McDonald of the Stroke Association said, stroke can strike anyone, young, old, and everyone in between. While it's good news that fewer people are dying from strokes, the latest figures, findings suggest the number of strokes in people aged under 55, are on the rise. And so it's the unhealthy lifestyle could partly be to blame for this increase, with smoking, obesity, high blood pressure, putting people at the risk of stroke. And what other, hear this one. This is today's Daily Express, Friday, May the 24th. And on page 2, a news reporter has written, after a survey, it has shown that people, well, the headline says it, we will work into our 70s, says one person in 3. We will work into our 70s, say one person in 3. So this spread of headlines about there's more strokes happening proportionately in people under 55 than over 55 because of the lifestyle. And then we're reading that people are suggesting we're going to be working into our 70s, says one person in 3. More and more, as the weeks go by, the months, the years, we realize that as people are living longer, we do have to look after ourselves more and more to maintain good health. In previous weeks, we've been discussing how the pollution in especially major cities from petrol fumes and diesel fumes are playing havoc with our health. We're hearing that 40,000 cancer deaths, lung cancer, are not from smokers. It's terrible being a smoker because the risk of lung cancer rockets terribly. But non-smokers, there's 40,000 deaths a year, and this is put down to pollution. So in my work as a community pharmacist, I've been in my pharmacy here in Manchester for 53 years. The shop's been a pharmacy for 96 years. And in my pharmacy, over the 53 years, I've come across a lot of health products which we use to help people maintain good health. And in particular, I came across a company called PharmaNord from Denmark. Now, in Denmark, all health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So as a pharmacist, when I learned that nearly 30 years ago, on my radio and TV programs I've had the honor of doing all these years, I've always mentioned, like I'm mentioning now, the PharmaNord range of products that you can purchase in health food stores and pharmacies up and down Great Britain. There's about 48 products in the PharmaNord range, and many of them do address this problem of trying to maintain good health. So, reading all this morning, that you have to drink 1,000 bottles a day to get an ingredient to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Obviously, that is out of the question. But in the PharmaNord range of natural health products, just having a drink, there are products which definitely can help you maintain good health. So I'll just mention a few of them now. The biggest seller in my pharmacy and in their range nationally is a substance called Q10. Q10 is made in the bodies of humans, in every cell, but most of it is made in the liver. And this substance, Q10, joins the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe to to make an energy molecule. I know you've heard of H2O, listeners, is water. I know you know O2 is oxygen. But one of the most famous molecules in medicine is a molecule with the letters ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. Whenever you want energy to run, to jump, to speak, to breathe, to blink, for your kidneys to function, for your lungs to function, for your pancreas to make insulin, whatever you're doing, you're using energy from the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. These two substances, food and oxygen, are joined together to make this energy molecule ATP. And what joins it together, the two things together, is this substance made in your liver called Q10, which is now available as a supplement. It's a capsule. And if you take one capsule a day, then you will always have the blood levels of a young 20-year-old. If you take two a day at separate meals, you will have twice the levels of this substance Q10, twice the levels of anybody who ever lived. And if you take three capsules a day, one with each meal, it even stops your muscle loss. As you age, you do lose muscle. And once you pass the age group 45 to 55, 55 to 65, and 65 to 75, each of those 10 years, you are losing up to 10% of your muscle. When you get to my age group, I'm 78. When you get to the age group 75 to 85, you're losing up to 30% of your muscle. And to use that horrible expression, old and doddery, you do become old and unsteady because you've lost so much muscle. Ladies, as you know, when they play bingo, and if they're 70, 75 and older, when they shout house when they've won, they've got bingo wings. Their muscles in their arms are flapping because they've lost muscle. In fact, in 1986, the doctors of the world had to make a word up to describe muscle loss. And it's from the Greek. The word is sarcopenia. Penia is flesh, and penia is poverty, and sarco is flesh. So poverty of flesh is muscle loss. And one of the things that this substance Q10 does, it helps you to stop getting this muscle loss. Other things that Q10 does, by giving you energy, it helps your blood pressure to stay healthy and low, and you can take it in addition to any medicines you're on. In fact, the only medicine in my pharmacy, where there's about 1,000 different medicines, the only medicine which may have to be adjusted by the doctor or the nurse attending to you is the medicine called warfarin. Because if you take Q10 with warfarin, it may lower the levels of your warfarin, and you may need for the doctor or nurse to suggest you take another milligram of warfarin in addition to your normal dose. If you're on warfarin as a blood thinner, you may need to take another milligram during the week just to bring the level of warfarin back up to the level that they wanted it to be. But other than that drug, anybody can take Q10. We give it to help maintain health in so many ways. Angina, it helps. High blood pressure, it helps. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, infertility. In diabetics, it helps improve this problem, which is called insulin resistance, where the cells of our body have become resistant when the insulin is trying to bring sugar to our cells to give us energy. We're all having far too much sugar. That's one of the reasons why people have become so obese. And even young children now, they're not running around in the evening playing games outside. On the whole, they're all sitting and sitting and sitting on iPhones and iPads and Samsungs and all the different gadgets, Xboxes. They're not running around getting the exercise. And they're eating far too many cakes and chocolates and sweets. This word treats, the word treats, in my opinion, stands for terrible results eating all that sugar. T-R-E-A-T-S. It's the sugar which is the downfall of our health. It's one of the major players. People are having far too much sugar. And the number of people with type 2 diabetes, which is often caused by being overweight, is rocketing. There are over 4 million people with type 2 diabetes. There are 400,000 people with type 1 diabetes, which is basically an autoimmune problem, where unfortunately the person's body, the immune system, by mistake, has attacked the pancreas where the insulin is made, and it stops making insulin, and therefore they have to be on insulin injections every day. But type 2 diabetes is often caused by being overweight and or obese, and it's the sugar damaging the body. And in fact, there are many parts of the body in all types of diabetes that can be damaged. And so if sugar damages the retina to the eye, that's called diabetic retinopathy. It's one of the leading causes of blindness. And if the sugar damages the heart, that's called diabetic cardiomyopathy. Cardio is heart and myopathy is the muscle. And we hear that one person in four of diabetics, and they've got to reduce the sugar and be sensible and work with their doctor and nurses and take their medicine correctly, one in four can have heart problems. And the kidneys, if the kidneys, which are our filters, if they get damaged by the sugar, we're told that 20% of diabetics could die earlier than they should really be dying because of kidney failure. And then the problem of the sugar damaging the nerves to the legs. If the nerves to the legs get damaged, they can't work the blood vessels properly to open and close. And that can lead, unfortunately, to that condition called gangrene, which can lead to the necessity of having amputated leg or feet or toes. And I know the number of hours in the year, if you multiply 365 days by 24, comes to a number, 8,765. 8,765. That's the number of hours in a year. And unfortunately, that same number, 8,000, is the number of people amongst the diabetic community who have an amputation each year. The same number, 8,000. And if you divide 8,000 into 8,000, it goes 1. So it means every hour, statistically, somebody in Great Britain, and we're not talking about the rest of the world, where there's millions of diabetics, but in Great Britain alone, statistically, somebody has an amputation every hour because the sugar has been damaging the nerves to the legs, which leads, unfortunately, to gangrene. And then to save the person's life, they have to have an amputation. So it's very important that we do eat much less sugar, that we stick to the rules. And all these treats of cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, and you see garages when you go in to pay your bill, many, many meters, yards of sweets and cakes and chocolates, and every supermarket in the land That's massive sections, yards and yards and yards of cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuit and jams and marmalade. And none of it is food. It's all sugar and salt and fat. And we, you know, we've got rocket ships on the moon. We have heart transplants. We have amazing things. But people are missing the point. We're all having too much sugar. There is a product that Pharmanord have made, this Danish company. It's called BioGlucoControl. It helps to control the glucose levels. It's got a berry from the mountains of Chile. And this berry has been used and eaten for centuries by people living up in the mountains of Chile. And we don't hear much about it because Chile is 7,000 miles away. But this purple berry and the tablet, the capsule that's been brought out by Pharmanord, is called BioGlucoControl. It's controlling your glucose. And what it does, this purple berry stops the enzyme, the substance that breaks down starch into sugar, because of all your bread and your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your chapati, your rice, and even Swedes and turnips and carrots and parsnips, all starch, and you do need some sugar, obviously, for your energy, but nothing like the amount we're eating, all starch breaks down to sugar. And this purple berry stops the enzyme glucosidase, which normally turns starch into sugar, so it greatly reduces it. And so although you've ate the things, you go to the toilet as you release your waste, but on the way through your 27 feet of bowel, a lot of the starch has now not been turned into sugar. There's one other ingredient in the BioGlucoControl capsule. It's the mineral chromium, which we don't mention much about. But the chromium that Pharmanord have made is the only one in Europe that's been passed by the European Food Safety Authority as being 100% absorbed, much better than any other brand on the market. Some brands are only 12% absorbed. That's the one called chromium picolinate. Chromium chloride is only 10% absorbed. But the Pharmanord chromium in their BioGlucoControl product, this is the chromium linked to the purple berry from the mountains of Chile, that's 100% absorbed. And what chromium does, amazingly, it allows the receptor in your cell walls, and you have 100 trillion cells in your body, not 100,000, not 100 million, not 100 billion, 100 trillion, and every cell wall has a receptor, a glucose receptor. And without the chromium, the door, the receptor won't open. So the insulin gets fed up, having brought you some sugar to give you energy, and it can't put it in the cell without the chromium. So it says, oh, I'm going to store it as fat. I'll give you a fat bottom, a fat belly. I'll give you a double chin. And even if you don't drink alcohol, and that's giving people alcoholic liver disease, and people will be waiting for transplants. But without the chromium, the insulin is storing the sugar all over the body, including as fat, including your liver. There'll be more people than alcoholics in the years to come waiting for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, having a transplant to save their life. So this is an amazing product, this BioGlucoControl, which helps to control your sugar levels. And because now with the chromium, you can get the right amount of sugar coming in to give you your energy, you then make the hormone leptin, which many of you may not have heard of, L-E-P-T-I-N. That's the hormone which tells the brain, I feel full. I've got the right amount of sugar, and so I don't need to keep eating more and more, because the right amount of sugar has entered my cells, and I can combine it with my oxygen in the presence of that Q10 substance to give me my energy. and so I don't have to keep eating and eating and eating, which is what we're all doing, and that's why so many people are becoming overweight and obese. So the Pharmanord range of products made to pharmaceutical standards are very good in maintaining good health as you go through life. The Q10 in particular is good for heart failure patients, angina patients, infertility, cataracts, anywhere where people need energy to maintain good health. Your Q10 levels, it's dependent, good health, on your levels of Q10. And as I said, as you age, you make less and less Q10. I'm 78. I've been taking it since I was 55. This noise is me thumping my six-pack. I'm on no medicines for anything. I'm still working. I'm never tired. I've been taking the Pharmanord Q10 since I came across it when I was about 55. My mother did all the bookwork for the busy pharmacy, right up to her death, 92. My uncle, he lived to 99. And so these are just family examples of taking Q10 along with another product of Pharmanord, the mineral selenium.
And Dennis, we have to hold it there, I'm afraid, with respect to Q10 and selenium, and pick it up another time, because otherwise we'll be missing out with Robert Llewellyn, who wants to talk about how we should all move to electric cars, which is always very good.
Good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we won't be breathing in all these black particulates.
You see, this is Southside Radio, saving people's lives and improving the condition of the life. It's
I salute you, sir.
Dennis, has it been an okay mini-lecture for yourself?
I always enjoy helping people to maintain good health.
Then in which case, we'll do it all again next week, shall we?
Absolutamente. Thank you, thank you.